This audio comes from the collections of the Lesbian and Gay Archives of New Zealand. It's been lightly edited due to copyright restrictions. An unedited version is available at the archive. For more information, visit lagans.org.nz.
That's Tom Robinson on Access Gay Radio. This afternoon, I'm talking to Chris from Wellington's Gay Community Centre. Chris, why was the Gay Community Centre set up?
We set up the community centre to offer an alternative to the established gay scene in Wellington, which is dominated perhaps by loud noise and alcohol. We wanted to get away from that to provide a sort of friendly atmosphere where those who are coming out for the first time could find it easy and relaxing. Also a place where those who'd been around for some time could come back to. We found premises in Wellington and set the place up, and it got going from there. The sort of people who come down here is a real mixture. Those who are just beginning to come out for the first time, the ones who have just realised that they're gay, that they want to actually start meeting other gay people, that they want to find what it's like to be in a supportive atmosphere. Gay people face a lot of pressures from family, from workmates, just from the whole of the heterosexual society, and the community centre functions as an alternative to all of that. You come down here and the pressures of having to worry about what other people will think don't exist anymore. Over the years, the 2 years the centre has been going, I guess we've seen several hundred people pass through here. Some have just come once and gone away again. Others have kept coming back. There's a steady core of people who usually come along each evening. The numbers we get, usually between about 10 and 30. At the moment, the centre's open for 3 nights a week. That's on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturdays. It opens at about 8 o'clock and runs through till about 10:30 or so. Information about the centre is obtainable from the gay switchboard, which can be reached at 728609. That's 728609. And the switchboard runs on Wednesday and Saturday nights from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Another track from Tom Robinson on Access Gay Radio. We're talking to Chris from Wellington's Gay Community Centre. Chris, how did Gay Pride Week this year compare with Gay Pride Weeks in previous years?
It's been quieter this year than other years. Most of the activity has been directed within the gay community. Other years we've had major public relations exercises like marches. This year, for a change, most of the activity has just simply been one of ordinary existing gay venues like the community centre, extending their hours, opening themselves through the week, providing just an extended service in that way. Although on International Gay Solidarity Day, which was last Monday, we sent the leaders of the three main political parties a green carnation each. This was to remind them of the green carnation which Oscar Wilde wore as a symbol of his gayness, and to remind them of their commitment to providing equal rights for lesbians and gay men in New Zealand. It's the sort of thing that we find attracts good publicity, and even if the people concerned didn't really wear their carnations, we still think that was a worthwhile exercise. Friday, of course, was Blue Jeans Day. that's the day of the and Gay Pride Week when we advertise that anyone wearing blue jeans is going to be supporting gay rights. Now, of course, what happens sometimes is that people wear blue jeans who don't support gay rights, and they get to work and they suddenly feel a moment of panic and terror when they suddenly get suspected of supporting gay rights because they are there in their blue jeans. That can help get across our case. It can make people suddenly realise what it's like to feel that they are being questioned, that they are an oppressed minority.
Berkeley Women's Music Co-op, Gay and Proud. Today, Sunday the 4th of July, the last day of Gay Pride Week 1982. Chris, what other events are there coming up?
Well, the big social event of the year, and in fact one of the biggest social events that I can remember happening in Wellington for a long time, is the Lesbian Gay Masquerade Ball. This is going to be on Saturday the 10th of July, in the overseas passenger terminal. I'll repeat that again. It's the Lesbian Gay Masquerade Ball on Saturday the 10th of July. The price of the ticket includes admission to the ball, it includes the band and a disco, as well as a supper. There'll also be a bar provided at the ball. And we're encouraging all those who come along to take part in the spirit of the occasion by dressing up in something. A chance for everyone to come along as their favourite fantasy, as the person they'd really like to be, perhaps, or maybe as the person they'd most of all like not to be. Tickets for that are obtainable from the Gay Community Centre, and further information can be obtained from the Gay Switchboard, which is 728609. I'll repeat that, 728609.
That sounds really interesting. Chris, I'd like to find out about other things that are happening in the gay community. What other information services are there apart from the Gay Switchboard in Wellington?
In New Zealand, there are two national gay magazines. One of these is called Pink Triangle, and that's published monthly from Wellington. It contains items of news about what's happening in New Zealand and also overseas, as well as comment, letters to the editor, a very lively, well put together paper. Also, coming from Auckland is a publication called Out, which is published once every 2 months. It offers information on the commercial gay scene and also has some very lively articles in it. Both of these magazines provide information about gay organisations throughout the country, what's on, say, in Christchurch, where it is, when it is, how to find out more about it. And they're obtainable from most of the larger news agents around town.
Thanks, Chris. If you'd like a free sample copy of Pink Triangle, the lesbian and gay community newspaper, write to the Lesbian Gay Media Collective at Post Office Box 507, Wellington. That's for a free sample copy of Pink Triangle, write to the Lesbian Gay Media Collective at Post Office Box 507, Wellington. Look forward to hearing from you. And don't forget about the Lesbian Gay Masquerade Ball. Tickets are available from the Gay Community Centre. Phone 728 609. You're listening to Access Gay Radio.